My name is Julie Hewitt. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board. I am simply convening this meeting because there's been some confusion in the past about who is on the board, and the Pacifica National Board passed a motion to articulate who were the members of the KPFK LSB, and that's who's been invited to this meeting. I didn't say the date yet. This is Sunday, March 26, 2023, and it is 11:04 a.m. Pacific time, and I will proceed with the roll call, and I will go ahead and take the roll just because I have the list here. Grace Aaron. Christina Avalos.
Here.
Jose Benavides. Fred Blair. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Marisol Cruz. George Funmaker. Ralph Hawkins. Michael Heiss.
Here.
Eric Jacobson. Avalia Jones.
Here.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Barbara Marbach.
Here.
Ralph Macon. I know I just said those two names out of order. Oye Oye Yipo.
Here.
Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Paul Roberson. Janine Roan has an excused absence. Ruth Strauss.
Here.
Oscar Uloa. Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
I said Polina Vasiliev. Beth Von Gunten.
Present.
Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Carlos Zavala.
Present.
Sorry, Carlos. All right. Let me go back around just quickly. Let me just go back around quickly. Grace Aaron. Jose Benavides. Fred Blair. Marisol Cruz. George Funmaker, Ralph Hawkins, Eric Jacobson, Rob Macon, Paul Roberson, Oscar Uloa, Polina Vasiliev.
This is Michael Ovick, ex officio, as interim general manager. Please note my presence.
Absolutely, Michael. Thank you. There was someone else who was trying to seek recognition.
Beth has her virtual hand raised.
Got it. Hang on. Let me just establish that we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 12 delegates present. That constitutes a quorum. The next item on the agenda is the election of chair and secretary pro tem. And I will seek nominations for, let's start with chair pro tem. Beth, I see your hand. Go ahead.
That's a legacy hand.
Got it. Ali Lexa.
I'd volunteer.
Yeah, I nominate Harvey Wasserman for chair pro tem.
I second that, Ruth Strauss.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations for Chair Pro Tem? Hearing none, are there any objections to seating Harvey as the Chair Pro Tem of this meeting? Hearing none, we'll consider Harvey the Chair Pro Tem of the meeting. Harvey, do you want me to do the Secretary Pro Tem just to close out this agenda item and then I'll turn it over to you? Do you want me to turn it over to you right now?
No, go ahead. What is the agenda for today's meeting?
Oh, hang on. Kim, can you send it to Harvey, please? And the next item on the agenda was agenda approval after we get through. So let me go through, Secretary Pro Tem. Are there any nominations for Secretary Pro Tem for the meeting?
I'll nominate Kim Kaufman.
I'll accept.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any other nominations for Secretary Pro Tem? Hearing none, are there any objections to Kim Kaufman as seating Kim Kaufman as the Secretary Pro Tem? Hearing none, we'll consider Kim Kaufman the Secretary Pro Tem, as well as Harvey the Chair Pro Tem. I will turn the meeting now over to Harvey, and Harvey, I will paste the agenda in the sorry, folks, I'm not all that good at multitasking. I will try to paste the agenda in the chat so that others can see it.
I sent it to Harvey, but I can read it now for everybody.
That would be great. I have to, I've been on the phone, so I have to get on the regular Zoom here. I'm having a time challenge, but go ahead, Kim, please.
Okay, we've done roll call. Election of Chair and Secretary Pro Tem, we've done. Agenda approval, excused absence requests, designate timekeepers, set time for adjournment, land back acknowledgement, the mission statement, fundraising appeal. Number two, discussion of Rob Macon's removal and determination of its legitimacy, 20 minutes. Nominations for LSB officers, chair, vice chair, treasurer, secretary, public comment, interim GM manager report and discussion, public comment, nominations for PMB directors, LSB committees, ask for conveners, public comment, PMB directors reports and discussions, new business and adjournment. I mean, I just kind of followed the old schedule, so you know it's open for amendments.
Can I ask, where is this agenda posted? I haven't seen it.
It is not posted anywhere yet. I believe Julie's putting it in the Zoom. I can send it out to everyone while we're doing this.
Could you post it in the chat for anyone on the Zoom call? Thank you.
I did post it in the chat for anyone on the Zoom. Oops, sorry. I didn't seek recognition.
All right.
Harvey, can I just say something to Julie quickly?
Please.
Julie, this is Ruth Strauss. I did not recognize you. I came into the meeting late, so I'm sorry about challenging about Janine Rung's excuse. I didn't realize that you were there, and you are the person who excused it, so I apologize. Thank you.
No worries.
Okay, I'm trying to get the chat here. I don't see anything posted in it, but maybe
it's not posted.
Okay. Was it going to go in the chat?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to hit the little arrow. There it is.
Who is Pacifica Death Watch?
What?
Who is Pacifica Death Watch? Somebody's listed as Pacifica Death Watch. I'm wondering if we can get something a little less depressing in your thing there. Okay, we're going to do this and make it as, like our last meeting, I think at our last meeting we proved that and thank you, by the way, for making me chair here. I'm quite shocked, actually. I was about to go for a bike ride and listen on my radio, but I'm on my phone, but I'm happy to do this if we can have a civilized meeting, which I think we can do. It will be our second straight civilized meeting, so it's certainly a record for Pacifica KPFK in recent years. We have here, Kim, you have rightly said we are through agenda approval. No, we're at agenda approval. Excused absence requests we did, is that correct?
No.
No, okay. So the does anybody object to this agenda? Does anybody want to add anything? No. Okay. Can we buy a claim here? Do the agenda, Myra?
Beth von Gunten has a hand.
Beth, you have a hand.
Yes, it's standard procedure in our annual cycle. First to elect officers and to elect directors and populate the committees at subsequent meetings. And I think we should take this one step at a time. Who is elected as officers will help determine who is then still eligible to be directors, because the two positions are being officers or directors are mutually exclusive. And so we need to know who our officers are before we know what our options are for selecting directors. So I would propose that I move that we hold to the standard annual cycle. I mean, moved forward however months it is, but I think it should be a two-step process.
Chair, this is the secretary. May I be recognized?
Yep, go ahead.
The secretary is not a member of the LSB. She's not a delegate. She doesn't have standing to speak.
May I be recognized, Chair?
Yes, please. Thank you.
I'm unclear what Beth is recommending for the agenda, so I can adjust
it. Beth, can I ask Beth, please? Are you saying we should do nominations now and hold off on the elections till next week, next meeting?
No. Yeah.
Beth?
No.
So,
Harvey, allow Beth to explain, please.
Yes, please go ahead.
What I'm saying is that we should hold elections for officers first and just do that today, and that subsequent elections for directors and to populate committees should proceed at subsequent meetings, not today. So it would be a two-step process. That's what we've done historically, traditionally. That's our standard process, and I think we should hold to it. In large part because I think that having gotten this far with reestablishing the regular LSB, that I would hope that there will be greater participation as time goes on. And I think that's only fair, so that it doesn't end up being an entirely one-sided process. Thank you.
Okay, so what you're proposing is, what officers do you want to elect here?
The officers, chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer.
Are you proposing an immediate election or to do secret ballots and have the results in a week?
That's the standard process to send out, to take nominations today and leave the nominations open for those who aren't present to also be able to nominate or be nominated, to have a regular recognized Pacifica tellers conduct a standard Pacifica election that would be open if it suits their time frame, then this week, to with the polls to close on Friday, and hopefully we would have the results by next Sunday. And then and only then to proceed once we know who the officers are, so that we know they're not eligible to stand for director, then we will know who is eligible to stand as directors, and we can proceed with that and populating committees. So a two-step process using standard Pacifica election process and standard tellers.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Alexa, do you have a hand?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with making the PNB nominations this meeting. I think in an email Beth sent out, she actually said she plans to nominate all eligible members for the PNB. So there's nothing wrong with moving forward with that today. I think what we should do is make our nominations for officers. We can make our nominations for PNB directors as well. Everyone that's on the LSB will get emails, you know, saying who's nominated. And apparently everyone was going to be nominated. So the KPFK LSB and participation in the PNB is really falling behind. I mean, we only have three directors on there. We need to get four representatives from KPFK up and into the PNB as soon as possible. So I don't know if we want to hold this off for another month because it's really dragging out. So I like the agenda the way it is.
Who else had a hand here?
Ruth Strauss,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm new to this, but as I understand it, the reasoning that Beth is saying that is that an LSB local officer cannot be on the PNB, and that, I think, is the rationale for doing our local officers first, because if we do it concurrently, then it's going to be a mishmash. People are going to have to decide, do they want to be a local officer or PNB? So as I understand it, that's the rationale for doing it that way, and it wouldn't be another month. It would just be next Sunday. Thank you.
Wait, there's a meeting next Sunday?
Well, may I speak?
Please.
The body hasn't determined when the next meeting will be, but it may be next Sunday, Bruce, but I'm hoping it will not.
So it could be another month.
Oh, okay, sorry. Thank you. I heard them say they were going to announce the results, so I thought there was a meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
Harvey, can I speak? I'm sorry.
Please, Myra.
I think Beth's point is well taken, and I'm going to second her motion to put off the election of the PNB, the nominations for PNB until our next meeting.
I think we
need to now figure out whether the body agrees with Beth or not.
Okay, are there objections to electing? Well, first of all, let's proceed here. We haven't formally approved the agenda. Can we approve the agenda as it is in the chat? Does anybody object to approving this agenda?
Chair, this is the secretary.
Kim?
We are in the middle of amending the agenda, so we need to decide on Beth's motion to hold off on the PNB director election. We need to do that. And one other thing, like, we have not contacted Terry Goodman about an election, so that's unknown when we can schedule the next election to ratify whatever votes we decide on today. So those things, and then to decide our next meeting needs to be determined in order to approve the agenda.
Okay, so we have a fairly confusing mess here. What I'd like to do is, as Kim has suggested, does anybody object to on the agenda, stripping out the election of the delegate to the PNB.
The nomination of directors to the PNB.
Well, yes.
I mean, that's what I believe.
From my information, are we proposing in this coming election, are we electing all four delegates to the PNB or just
directors, not delegates, directors to the PNB?
Sorry?
We're nominating them. We're nominating.
We're not electing them, but we don't know if we have a teller at this point in time. Is that correct? Am I correct in saying?
Yeah, that's right, but I don't think, Harvey, I'm sorry. May I be recognized?
Go ahead, please.
I don't think that we have to have the teller here today in order to nominate officers for this body.
We're debating the issue, not the agenda. Got it.
Beth again.
Thank you. Yes, today we can authorize those elections and open the floor for nominations, which can continue beyond just the meeting. I thought someone was arranging for the tellers to be available. If that hasn't happened, then authorizing the election would also authorize arranging with them to conduct the elections. And I think that would need to be our next step no matter what we do. I don't think we should try to have all these elections for all these positions at one simultaneous time without at least getting the meeting back on track here. So I think one step at a time and hoping to bring in other people as we proceed. But today, I think we should authorize the election of officers and the process necessary for implementing that. Thank you.
Ali Wexa, thank you, Beth.
I move to approve the agenda as amended. The amendment is removing item 7. The item 7 is nomination for PNB directors. So I move to approve the agenda as amended. Can I get a second?
I second. This is my last second.
Okay. Can we get approval of this by acclamation? Does anybody?
No. I object.
Beth, I just made the amendment you suggested. We're removing nominations for PNB directors.
Sorry.
Please pay attention.
Okay. All right. So does anyone else object? Beth, are you dropping your objection?
I need clarification.
Yes, we all need clarification.
Item seven in the agenda, since Beth can't see this, I'm reading it since she doesn't have a computer.
All right, Beth,
item seven in the agenda, item seven in the agenda is nominations for PNB directors. I'm moving to remove that from the agenda and approve the agenda as amended.
Anybody second?
May I?
Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. May I request that we also delay election to the committees?
Yes.
Chair, this is the secretary.
Kim, go ahead.
There were no elections for committees. They were to populate the local committees, which are simply on a volunteer basis. Who wants to be on the governance committee? Who wants to be on the fundraising committee and then assign conveners? There are no elections for those.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Beth has proposed we postpone that as well. I think that's a good idea. Does anybody want a second?
This is Beth.
Please.
I appreciate the clarification. That wasn't clear from the way the item is listed on the agenda. I don't have any problem with that as long as the process is open. What I was objecting to was election of local LSB members to national committees.
That's fine. Okay.
It's so not on the agenda.
We're clear
now. That's what I was asked. That's what I was clarifying, because what's on the agenda was not clear. It didn't distinguish. Thank you.
So the agenda has now been stripped. Well, does anybody object to stripping from the agenda the election of the PNB directors and the what Kim is now saying is the non-existent election of committee members?
No, not non-election, just announcement of them and volunteers for the local KPFK committees.
Okay, that's fine. So,
Chair, I have one other point which should go in the agenda to determine the next meeting. Justice, I can set up one for next Sunday,
Okay,
today.
That's fine. Okay, that's a good
Any
idea.
Objections to setting up a meeting for next week, depending on what we hear from Terry Goodman.
All right, we want to keep this tolerable. So, Kim, you're correct on that. We will put on the agenda, please, without objection. I hope that we will set the time for next week's meeting. And I think we have to put that on the agenda before we do it. Michael Heiss, very quickly, please.
Oh, thank you. I think this should be held until later. I know we need a lot of meetings, but to set a meeting every Sunday with only 1 week's notice means that some people are just not going to be able to attend. You can't pop something up at the last minute. I have another meeting scheduled for next Sunday, just as I did for today, and I'm ducking it for this. I mean, you have to be conscious if people have other parts of their lives.
All right, let's just put it on the agenda that we're going to set the time, and we'll return to it very quickly, please. Without objection. Do we have can we approve this agenda? Thank you. No objections heard. The agenda is approved. What we're now going to do is, excused absence request. Do we have to do this? Does anybody anybody have an excused absence? I don't think so.
Go ahead, Mama. I don't know if this is the proper time, but I don't believe that Rob Macon was given adequate notice about this meeting and about being recognized by the PNB. And so I would like to excuse his absence. I'd like to move.
You know what? Because this meeting was so quickly called, can we please do without excused absences and just assume that we don't have excused absences for this
no,
meeting?
Well, I'd like to single out Rob Macon as an exception.
Okay, you can do that. And does anybody say that?
And other people's who have not sought excused absences, I don't think we should excuse them at this time.
Can we get a motion to just do away with charging anybody with an unexcused absence at this meeting, please?
I object to that.
What?
I object. I think that people were notified about this. People who were notified about this meeting, people who received adequate notice and are not here, and who did not seek excused absences, should not automatically be given excused absences. I think that Rob Macon is a special case. And I believe that Beth might be able to clarify my point.
I would ask that there be no one be charged with an unexcused absence at this meeting. Do people object to that, or are we going to have to go through this whole process?
My hand is raised.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I agree with Myla. I think that this meeting has been formally, officially noticed on KPFTX for the full required week. It's been a matter of some discussion, actually, and with the exception of Rob Macon, who likely has not yet found out that he's still being considered a member of the board. I think he certainly wouldn't have had that week's notice. So I think we should excuse his absence for this meeting and expect that he would take part in the next meeting. But other than that, I think everyone else has had adequate notice. They know what the situation is. And so I think we should, I think people have every option to attend whichever meetings they choose. If they're not here, I consider it to be by choice. So I think we should, I don't, no one has asked for it. None of the other delegates have asked for an excused absence. And so I think we should stick to the rule.
Christina Avalos, and then Ali Lexa.
Yeah. I don't think we should punish people for being confused. I think this is a very, confusing time for everyone. So I think we should just vote on this if this is, if this can't be resolved, that the people that are not here should not be punished for not being here, because this is a really strange situation. It's very confusing.
Do you want to make that a motion?
Oh, sure. Okay. Let's
Chair, there is already a motion on the floor, which is to move to excuse Rob Macon only, and Beth seconded it. So we have to deal with that first.
All right. Does anybody object to excusing Rob Macon from today's meeting? Hearing no objection, Rob Macon is officially excused. Christina, do you want to make a motion?
Yes, I motion that we punish people for not being here. We should okay. just.
You're moving basically that there be no unexcused absences recorded against people for not attending this meeting.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
I second that.
Who second? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah. You accepted that. There's a motion on the floor. Ali, you have a hand. Can you speak to this motion, please?
Yeah, I'm fine with the motion. I just wanted to make a comment, since we don't have timekeepers, that if we could all just sort of self-regulate ourselves to speaking no longer than 90 seconds, just for respect of we're already an hour into this thing.
I think we can do that, unless someone wants to. That's the next item on the agenda, is to get a designated timekeeper. But let's move on. Thank you for that, Ali. If someone else has a hand to this motion.
Yeah,
for a second, by the way.
Harvey, this is my, I'm persuaded, now by, Christina, and I agree with her that people are confused and.
Okay. Beth, thank you, Myla. Did you have something, Beth, in addition? Did you want to speak to this motion?
No. I'm prepared to defer.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion that there be no accounted unexcused absences today? Does anyone object? Hearing no objection, there will be no unexcused absences today. We're just going to proceed ding that. And I want to make a personal comment that over the last year and a half, I've been appalled by the weaponization of the unexcused absence situation, and I don't agree with it. And sorry for that, but anyway, we're going to move ahead. Are we going to have a designated timekeeper, or do we want to go with Ali's suggestion that people self-regulate? Does anybody object to not having a designated timekeeper? Okay, we will not. Set a time for adjournment. I need to be out of here at 3:30. I'm in the East. That's 12:30 your time. Does anybody object to that? We got 1 hour. We all right? It's actually, I have 2:38. So let's make it a 12:38 your time, 3:38. Is that right? Am I doing it right? Yes. 12:38. We good with that?
I second that.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. We're going to adjourn at 12:38 Pacific time. Land back acknowledgement. Who wants to do that? Anybody want to do that? And the Pacific mission statement? Do we want to do without them?
This is Michael Novick. I've done it in the past. We do acknowledge we're on the unceded lands of the Tongva, Chumash, Kish, and other related peoples, and that we owe an obligation of gratitude and acceptance of their hospitality to be here and to live up to the standards that they have set of reverence for the land and treating everyone with respect to all our relations, human and otherwise, and that we need to act to really honor that sovereignty and stewardship. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Much appreciated. A mission statement? Do we want to do it, or does anyone want to do it, or do we want to move ahead? Okay. No objection. We'll move ahead. I want to interject a mission that we finally get KPFK and Pacifica as a whole to being a progressive voice in this country that needs to, God knows we need it. Fundraising appeal, Michael, do you want to do that? Michael Melvick?
Sure. You know, KPFK is chronically short of funds. It is the underlying foundation of all the problems we're having is that the station has not been covering its operating expenses through its operations for quite a number of years now. And I would urge everyone on this call and any other call I'm on to not only to donate and become members, sustaining members themselves, but particularly as board members to reach out and actively engage in attracting new members and listeners and in donor stewardship. I think it's one of the problems of our business model that we do not effectively engage with and build personal relationships with the people who sustain the station. So anyone who wants to get involved with that, please talk to me and I'll be happy to, you know, put you in touch with some donors and see if we can really turn this around. So again, if you go to kpfk.org, click on donate, takes you to the Allegiance page, which is KPFK. We did it. You can donate right now. We'll be in a fund drive again in April.
Okay, Michael, thank you. Anybody else want to add to that? Okay, thank you very much. A nomination of LSB officers. We disposed with Rob Macon's situation. Is that
Chair?
Correct?
No.
Kim Coughlin?
We need to address the issue of Rob Macon's removal and whether the LSB thinks it was appropriate. I am in a position to explain it, or I think Julie's still on the call. But basically what happened is...
Well, wait. Do this? All right, go ahead. Do this very quickly. Julie, if you're on the call, I will call on you next, please. Go ahead.
Rob had missed 3 meetings in a row, and then he attended 2 meetings in a row. And then he missed 2 meetings. And the December 18th meeting, he was told that he was removed from the board. So he did not show up for that meeting, and Ralph Hawkins was seated at the beginning of the meeting. So whether it's legitimate that he had 3 unexcused and then nothing was done then, and then he attended and didn't attend, and didn't attend the 3rd meeting because he was told without approval from the LSB that he was removed. So this board needs to decide if that, and besides which the December 18th meeting was not legitimate. So, you know, he could not have been removed at that meeting since nothing really happened at that meeting. So that's the issue that this board needs to decide on.
Julie Hewitt, thank you, Kim.
Yeah, I concur with Kim, having seen the attendance sheet that the then Secretary John Gary took through 2022. And so I think it's very murky because you all didn't kick Rob Macon off the LSB when you could have back in the August-September timeframe. And so I think it's not clear that he's really off despite what someone may have told Rob Macon. And so that's the sense in which, you know, you all get to decide. If you've already excused his absence for today, then clearly he's not, he doesn't have three unexcused absences in a row. And therefore, I think, it becomes a non-issue for today, but it becomes an issue, you know, down the road, perhaps if he decides not to come back. So at any rate, I think that's the right way to play this. You know, what you might consider doing is someone might want to make a motion to say the fact that he was, had three unexcused absences in the August to September 2022 timeframe, is of no consequence because he attended later meetings. And then that just takes that issue and sets it completely aside.
Can we get a motion then? Thank you, Julie. Thank you. Can we get a motion to, ask Rob Macon if he wants to stay on the board?
So moved, Beth.
Second? Anybody second it?
Second.
Any objection to asking Rob Macon if he wants to stay on the board? Hearing no objection, we'll move ahead. Thank you for that clarification, Kim and Julie. We appreciate that. We're at nominations for LSB officers. And
point of order. This is Eric.
Eric, go ahead.
Yes. You know, this matter, in the big sense, is in court, and there will be a hearing on a preliminary injunction motion on March 30th, a few days from now. I don't think it's wise. It would be highly impolitic, I think, to proceed with rerunning elections and so on before the court rules, because if the court rules to enjoin in favor of Zeri's side, then that will create, I think, another issue as to whether the actions that the LSB took beginning in December and January, you know, whether those actions were valid. And
okay,
a lot of time was put into that. So I would strongly recommend that this issue be put in abeyance until the court rules. We're all subject to the court. We all agree
on
that.
We're also we're also discussing the seating of three people who, as far as many of us are concerned, were legitimately elected and are not on this board. So are you making a motion, Eric?
That's the other court case, but that's also not ruled on, because the summary judgment motions failed in both directions. So that case goes on. So that's also in abeyance, but
you have a motion.
Yes. To postpone any action to redo elections for our, in any respect until after March 30th's ruling on the preliminary injunction. That would be my substitute motion.
Is there a second?
Second. Beth.
Okay. Let's have discussion.
I'm confused. Eric, who I'm going to mark present, repeat his motion, please.
Eric has moved that, Eric, correct me if I'm wrong. You have moved to postpone elections of the board, of the officers for the KPFK board. Is that correct?
Until the court issues its ruling on the preliminary injunction in the Rideau case on March 30th.
And that has been seconded by Kim. No, I'm sorry, by Beth. Are there objections?
I object.
Okay.
Yeah, I object.
Let's have two people for, two people against, and then we'll take a vote. How does that sound? Go ahead, Ali Lexa. You're going to argue against this, so, right?
You know, this KPFK LSB is so back behind and backlogged because of all the nonsense that's happened. The PNB has already said that the actions of that December meeting are not recognized. I know there's a court case coming up on the 30th, and maybe the actions of this meeting won't be recognized, but there's no reason we can't have nominations for LSB officers now while we have quorum and we have a legitimate meeting going on right now. If they get reversed, they get reversed, but at least we're a step closer to getting the KPFK LSB back on track and getting PNB officers elected for the PNB representing KPFK. Let's just have these nominations. The election results might not even come out until after the 30th. So you know, there's no reason we can't have nominations now. That's my comment.
Anyone in favor of Eric's motion? Anybody want to speak in favor?
Well, I'm supporting my motion if nobody else wants to speak.
Wait, who's speaking? Who's speaking?
Eric.
You've spoken, Eric. You've made your motion. Does anybody else want to speak in favor of the motion? I only see one hand. Myra?
I oppose the motion.
All right. Tell us why, and then we're going
to Beth is trying to get in, Harvey. Beth is trying to get in.
I don't see her hand. Oh, there you are. Okay. Beth, are you speaking in favor of the motion?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then we'll go to Myra, and then we'll go one more in favor. Okay. Myra, you're opposed, right?
I am opposed, yes.
Okay. Beth von Gutten, go ahead. 90 seconds.
I'm increasingly distressed that this meeting is taking such a one-sided direction and impetus, and certainly the mention of consideration of the three disqualified candidates, I don't see anywhere on the agenda. So it's starting to feel like a really runaway agenda that is excluding half the legitimate people on the LSD, and therefore I'd like to put the brakes on all of this. And this specific thing, I agree with Eric that this is in the courts at the moment. Hopefully we'll have more information by the end of the week. I would do the same if we were trying to make some kind of ruling on the New Day case. So, yeah, this is just starting to feel like I'm starting to feel really railroaded here. So thank you.
Myra?
I'd like to remind Beth and the body that all members of the KPFK local station board who are recognized by the PNB will receive ballots and will have an opportunity to write in any officer that they choose to elect. So all members of the local station board, whether they're here in attendance or not, will receive ballots and will have an opportunity to elect officers to this body. So in that respect, even though they're not here, that doesn't deprive them of a ballot. Secondly, I'd like to point out that courts don't always rule on a given date. And so we cannot assume that we'll have some kind of a resolution of the Rideau versus Pacifica case coming up. And I agree totally with Ali Lex's point that that we're way behind schedule in terms, and we need to get things moving on this local station board. And we need to go forward at least with nominations. If the court does in fact rule, then the result will not be in. Alice said it much better than I can right at the moment. I'm trying to recreate what he said. I concur with what Alice said. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone want to speak to either side of this? Beth, do you have a hand up again?
No, that's a legacy hand. From this end, I don't have any way of seeing whether my hand is still up or down or what.
All right, well, it's up if you want to take it down. All right, Eric, if you're going to speak, I'm going to give one more opponent a slot. Go ahead.
Yes, I support this motion, and what Beth said, I completely concur with. It's, you know, a divided KPFK LSB at this juncture, and you know it's probable that the court will help the litigants to get past this impasse. The court declined the temporary restraining order, but that it doesn't follow that the court, having had this interim time and I presume additional briefing, will similarly not issue a preliminary injunction. I think.
All right.
I think we should wait, and I think it's just bad politics for anybody to think that this lopsided situation that Beth alluded to is a good idea. It's a bad idea, folks. Thank you.
All right, you've spoken. That's three in favor. Does anyone want to speak again against, and then we're going to take a vote. Since I gave Eric an extra time. Kim, we don't want you to feel railroaded, so is there anything else you need to say? You have your hand up. No. I can't. Beth? Okay.
The legacy. Yeah.
Go ahead, Beth, very quickly, and then I'll back Ali, and then we're going to take a vote.
Again, this is feeling like a very one-sided process. I think that, that it comes across as a naked power play, and I think that does more to drive a wedge further between those with differences than to bring us together, and I object to that entire dynamic.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Ali, you want to speak your piece again? Ali, did you want to speak?
No, I was just reminding you that a lot of times Beth's hand stays up because she doesn't know how to, she doesn't have the ability to take it down. So you might have to just sort of keep track of that.
Okay. Thank you for that. I think we've heard arguments. If anyone else really desperately needs to speak, we'll let them speak. Otherwise, we're going to move to a vote. Okay. Kim Kaufman, can you call the roll on this? There is a motion to postpone election of...
I'm sorry, Harvey.
Go ahead.
Even though I'm opposed to the motion, my statement, so to speak, comes in form of a question. If the injunction, if the court does not have a total ruling and they issue an injunction that does not favor one of the... one side over the other, are we supposed to hold on the business of the station while we're waiting for the LSB to be fully reconstituted?
That is a rhetorical question, is it not?
Sort of, yes.
Okay. Can we leave it stand? I have no answer for that. Christine Avalos, you raised your hand.
Yes, we're missing board members, so maybe that would be the reason why we could postpone it for the next meeting. Maybe everything will be clarified by then that this is the official board.
Okay, thank you for that. Should we proceed to a vote now?
Please.
What's that?
Please call the question.
You call the
Harvey,
question.
Harvey, this is Eric. Could I interject a 15-second response to Oye?
15 seconds, Eric. Go ahead.
Oye, my opinion on that, I happen to be an attorney. I'm not wearing that hat as an LSB member most of the time. But I want to say that I believe from wearing my LSB hat that if the court declines to issue a preliminary injunction, the likelihood is, although I can't speak for anybody but myself, that most people who are in this, the other side of this dispute will agree to rejoin the LSB as it was. I can't speak for anybody but myself, but you know, the court has to be, we all have to defer to the court, and I think that will happen. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Okay, you've said that. You've gotten to speak three times. It's perfectly fine. Does anyone else, shall we? Ali, you have moved the question. Kim, can you read the question, please? As best you understand it, and we'll take a vote.
Eric moves to postpone elections until after the court hearing on March 30th. Okay, I'm taking the roll. Grace Aaron. Not present. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Jose Benavides, not present. Fred Blair, not present. Sandy Childs.
No.
Marisol Cruz, not present. George Funmaker, not present. Ralph Hawkins, not present. Michael Heiss.
No.
Eric Jacobson.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Ali Lexa.
No.
Barbara Marbach.
No.
Oye Yippo.
No.
Myla Reeson.
No.
Paul Roberson, not present. Ruth Strauss.
Abstain.
Oscar Yoyo, not present. Polina Vasiliev, not present. Beth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman, well, I'll wait till the end. Carlos Zavala?
No.
Okay. 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3, 8. Chair, would you like to vote?
No, if you've got a clear majority, I'll abstain.
Okay, 3 yes, 8 no, and 1 abstention. That motion fails.
I think you passed someone who wanted to. Ruth, did you want to, were you passing or abstaining?
She abstained.
She abstained. Oh, so there's 2 abstentions.
Okay. 1 abstention.
Oh, I don't count unless, okay, whatever. So, Kim, what is the tally again?
3 yes, 8 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion fails. We're going to proceed with nominations. Are there nominations for the chair? Who wants to volunteer to be chair? Alexa, you want to make a nomination?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Oye if he's willing to run.
Oye, are you willing to run?
Not the chair, no.
No? Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
I'd like to nominate Harvey.
Well, I'm going to go with the Groucho Marx, saying that anybody crazy enough to run for chair of KPFK really shouldn't be it, but I will accept the nomination. Eric Jacobson, and then thank you, Ali, and I appreciate it personally, and, whatever. Eric?
So I'll nominate the, possible incumbent chair, Zuri Rideau.
Oh, wait, I needed a second. I'm sorry. Did anybody second my nomination?
I second.
Nomination.
Eric, nomination. You
nominated Zuri. Nominations don't require a second.
No, okay, thank you.
Yes, Eric? I nominate the possible incumbent, LSB chair, Zuri Rideau, depending on the court. Depending
point
on the court's ruling.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Zuri Rideau has been removed from the LSB for 3 years and any possible LSB or committee participation, regardless of the court's ruling. That's the motion of the PNB. So she would most likely be ineligible.
This is Eric. May I respond?
Briefly, Eric.
You can't say regardless of the court's ruling. The court has authority over the situation, and I believe it includes everything that the PNB has done since.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, but that's my view.
These are pretty well-known views here. And since these are just nominations and we're not going to proceed, I'm not quite sure what to do about that. Julie Hewitt, you are the chair of the PNB. Do you want to comment on this situation, please?
Harvey, can I interject? I don't think Julie should be speaking at this meeting. I do want to thank her for convening it, but she should not be asked to speak in any shape or form to maintain some ethical issues over here.
Well, I'm generally an inclusive kind of person, but I'll accept your it's my inclination to let her speak, but we'll
sorry about that, but
I object to that. She's the chair of the PNB, the governing body of Pacifica, and she's actually putting away her time to be here. So we have someone with expert opinion. I don't think there's anything wrong with calling upon her.
Oh yeah, can we give her 90 seconds? Just as a courtesy, please. Oye?
I really want to object to that. I don't think that's a good idea. We need to sort this out. The local LSB needs to sort this out ourselves.
I object to that.
Okay, I guess we're going to have to take a vote. I mean, does anyone else object to Julie Hewitt speaking?
I support OEA's objection. This is Eric.
All right, there are two. Does it, who is in favor of Julie speaking?
You have to take a roll call vote.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to take a roll call. Go ahead. I don't want to get bogged down here.
I just really am surprised by this turn of events. I think it's...
All right, we can do a roll call in 60 seconds. All those in favor of Julie speaking, vote yes. All those opposed, vote no.
I'm going to take a roll call.
Please, Kim.
Grace Aaron, not present. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Jose Benavides, not here. Fred Blair, not here. Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Marisol Cruz, not present. George Funmaker, not present. Ralph Hawkins, not present. Michael Heiss.
Is yes allow?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes is to allow Julie to speak.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Eric Jacobson.
Eric?
Pass.
Pass. Okay, go ahead.
Amelia Jones.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Barbara Marbach.
Yes.
Oye Yippo.
No.
Myla Reeson.
Yes.
Ruth Strauss.
Stain.
Oscar Yoa, not present. Paulina Vasiliev, not present. Beth Van Gunten.
Dane.
Harvey, Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. One, two, oh, Eric, you passed.
I'll vote no.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Two no. And,
I'm going to vote yes on this.
Okay. So that's 9 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Oye, for raising the question, and for those of you who voted no, but we are going to proceed. Julie, go ahead, please.
Yeah, and thank you. I will try to stick to facts and not interject any opinion on my part, because I agree. It's up to the KPFK LSB to make these kinds of decisions. What our bylaws say is that a person running for chair or vice chair must be a delegate. A person running for secretary or treasurer need not be a delegate. So that's clear. And then the PNB did remove Ziri Rideau as a delegate. I don't remember the exact date of the meeting, but it was in February of 2023. And so I'll just stop there. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. What I propose here is that we take a vote as to whether or not the nomination of Ziri should be accepted to go on the ballot. We'll have very quickly one each, if that's okay, so we can proceed.
Can somebody make Harvey's motion?
Somebody needs to move that. Yes, I'm sorry. The motion is that we'll put it in the positive. The motion is that Ziri be allowed to be on the ballot, and the motion. So if you vote yes, you want Ziri on the ballot. If you vote no, you do not want Ziri on the ballot. Do we need discussion on this? Oh, that's a motion, so someone has to second it.
Or move it.
Harvey, I do, sorry, I would just like to point out to people that we do have the option of writing people in, so
okay.
That's
fair. I made a motion. If you vote yes, Ziri is officially on the ballot. If you vote no, Ziri is officially not on the ballot. Does anyone second that?
I second it.
Can we take a roll call? Anybody object to a roll call? Thank you. Go ahead, Kim. Please. Again, you're voting yes to put Ziri on the ballot. You're voting no to put Ziri not on the ballot. Or to not put Ziri on the ballot.
Grace Aaron. Christina Avalos.
Can you come back to me?
Sure.
You're passing.
Jose Benavides, Fred Blair, Sandy Childs.
No.
Marisol Cruz, George Funmaker, Ralph Hawkins, Michael Heiss?
No.
Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Abelia Jones? Abelia? Ali Lexa?
No.
I think Abelia tried to come in.
I sort of hear Abelia.
Yes, you do sort of. I vote to keep her off that, so that's a what?
That's no.
No.
Okay, thank you. Barbara Marbach?
No.
Oye Yippo?
No.
Myla?
I'm sorry, I'm confused. I'm voting not to have Ziri officially on the ballot.
Okay, that's a no. Paul Roberson, Ruth Strauss?
No.
Oscar Yoa, Paulina Vasilia, Beth Von Gunten?
No.
I think you missed Oye.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You voted. Carlos Dybala?
No.
Okay, we have one. Oh, Christine Avalos?
No.
We have one yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, Chair, would you like to vote?
No, I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so the answer is no.
Okay.
She will not be on the ballot.
Does anyone else want to run for chair of the or be nominated or nominate someone for chair of the board? Okay, hearing none, vice chair. Who wants to be vice chair? Go ahead, Ami Alexa.
Yeah, I will nominate Oye if he's willing to run.
Oye, do you accept?
I'm for vice chair either.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
No, not for vice chair.
You don't want to be vice chair either. Okay. Anyone else? Not any other nominations for vice chair? So we have no nominations at this point for vice chair, which is the way it is. And anybody else? No? All right. We will not have a nominee for vice chair. Treasurer. Who wants to nominate? Sorry. Go ahead.
Beth nominates Oye Yippo.
For treasurer or for vice chair?
For treasurer.
Treasurer. Oye, do you accept? I'm sorry. Can anybody else hear Oye?
I cannot.
Did he say no? Oye, yes or no?
I said yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. You want to be treasurer? You're running for treasurer.
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody second the nomination?
Nominations don't need a second.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Okay. Anybody else?
I nominate Kim Kaufman.
Okay. Kim, do you accept?
I do.
Eric Jacobson, you have a hand.
I nominate Janine Rohn, the possible incumbent treasurer.
Thank you. Anybody else? So we have three nominees, Oye, Kim, and Janine. Anybody else? Secretary. Who wants to be secretary? Very high-paying position, tremendous benefits. Eric, do you still have your hand up?
No, I have to take it down. It's a legacy hand.
Okay. Christina?
I'd like to nominate Kim. Can she run for both?
I don't know, Kim. Can you run for both?
I never heard of that before.
I don't see why not. I don't know. Your name, you've been nominated. If you say no, say no. If you say yes, you'll be on the ballot. Okay. I'm going to take that as a yes, referring to the movie Aladdin here. Alexa, you still have your hand, or is that a legacy?
I'd like, I'd like to nominate Ruth Strauss, if she's willing.
Ruth? Ruth Strauss, you want to be secretary?
Thank you. That is so sweet, and I really appreciate the nomination, but I'm stretched pretty thin, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Allie, for nominating Ruth, but she declines. Anybody else? Hearing no others, we have three nominees for treasurer, one nominee for secretary, one nominee for chair, and no nominees for vice chair. Is that correct, Kim?
That's what I have.
Okay. I guess the pro forma should run through the names. Somebody was crazy enough to nominate me for chair. Nobody wanted to be vice chair. Oye, Kim, and Janine Roan have been nominated for treasurer, and Kim has also been nominated for secretary. Okay.
I would point out that by acclamation, Harvey, you are now the chair.
Point of order.
I'm wrong.
That's not correct.
Yes, you're right.
People could be right-ins.
Exactly.
Okay, yes. Could be right-ins. Okay. All right, we're good now. Can we move on to public comment? Please. Anybody out there want to comment? Please. Especially whoever Pacifica Death Watch is. I'd like to hear from them. Any
I'd like to be heard.
Raymond Goldstone, go for it, bro.
Thank you. My thanks to Julie and Kim for their work on putting this meeting together. I, for one, am also a member of the bar in more than one place. And I think that the motion to delay based on the possibility of a conclusion of either case was silly and dilatory. I'm hoping that the LSV for KPFK will move on and do what it needs to do to try to put KPFK back into Pacifica. I fear it is slowly drifting away. Thank you.
Thank you for that concise comment. Jim Dingman. Jim, good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to comment on this whole issue of swapping and selling signals. This issue has been discussed inside Pacifica for decades, and my position is one of complete opposition to it. Earlier in another meeting, the issue was raised about swapping New York, and I know I've heard and listened to people talking about swapping the signal in Los Angeles. I am completely opposed to both options. We have to explore how to rebuild the programming and content to attract enough people so we do not have a repetition of this financial situation that we're in right now and get out of it. In both cases, if the signal was swapped in both New York and in Los Angeles, there would be a significant diminution of the amount of people able to hear the signal to start with. And I based my statement on what happened in New York on being on a committee which dealt with that issue 30 years ago. And so if people want to talk about swapping and selling signals, it is simply another manifestation of us not grappling with the fact that we've had a collapse in the ability of people to listen to our content, and that is the main problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for being so concise and clear. Appreciate that. Darlene? Darlene Pagano?
Yes. Hi, I am a PMB member from KPFA. I'm a staff delegate to the PNB. I wanted to say that I'm really glad that those of you who were elected those of you who were elected are still sticking with the LSB, your positions in the LSB, even through all of the efforts to tear it apart. Good for you. I want although we're talking so much about the illegitimate LSB in your meeting today, I want to remind you, please, that your job is to work on KPFK's needs, especially financial. You have a move coming up that needs everybody's attention. You have a station to rebuild in terms of listenership and membership, meaning not only do people listen, but you convert them to subscribers. And maybe this is too distant for you all, but the PNB is dealing with the financial, I'm not going to say collapse. I am, let's just say, dealing with the razor's edge of a financial statement for all of Pacifica. And when you're doing all these decidings and votings and committees and all that, please think about how KPFK is going to participate in that. We need your delegates on the PNB. And yeah, it's so much worse than anybody really seems to get. And that is why your building is being sold. Pacifica is selling the building. Anyway, I'm just saying it's worse than you think. Please don't just think about today's meeting. You have your own station and then you have Pacifica to support. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Darlene. Anybody else? Jim, did you raise your hand again? Jim Dingman?
I did.
Please, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to reinforce some of Darlene's opinions about this. It has been for 2 years, essentially, we're dealing with one financial crisis after the next. And I don't excuse New York out of this, too. Trust me. I sit there and argue very fervently with people locally. We just have to figure and use this draconian option, which had to be implemented due to a whole bunch of loans that were taken out that had to deal with New York, admittedly, and also had to deal with the fact that we had a fiscal collapse, I will use that word, of and still going on, by the way, in several stations about the amount of people willing to contribute. And I wish the energy was focused in on how we can creatively get out of this mess rather than basically, you know, I just listened to the other meeting. They consider you guys a bunch of schmucks. and, you know, it's like ridiculous. And so, you know, we just have to get beyond this stuff and figure out a way to really have an impact on the people of this country and the world. That's where my head is at.
All right, man. Thank you for that statement. And
Hello. Hi.
Who is speaking here? Someone else?
I'm a listening member from Houston, Texas.
Go for it, please. 90 seconds.
Thank you. I've been listening to this meeting, and I've listened to the PNB meetings and the Finance Committee meetings for a couple of years now. And I want to say that what Darlene Pagano said is really true. This is a horrific time for Pacifica. And to listen to this meeting today and to hear that the chair of the PNB was almost prevented from speaking, That to me is a very sad state of affairs. I have no idea what's going on in the other meeting. I know some people here are in both meetings. But in Houston, Texas, we lost a building. We had to move. If we had not had a united KPFT, and those of you who know about Houston, Texas know that we have had many, 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 many altercations on our LSB for years. But when it came to moving and when it came to getting the work done, people came together. If you cannot do that at KPFK, not only will you lose a horrible chance of moving into another space where you can feel united and be united and work together, but you will contribute to the downfall of Pacifica. The financial situation is just that crisis, just that awful. But that's what's going to happen. So I really hope that people who have good hearts and good minds at KPFK and at the other stations, we'll get together and really try to work this out. This is not going to lead to a good end unless KPFK can unite itself. And I want to thank everybody who's trying to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else, please? Okay. Darlene, and then I'm going to go next on the agenda. We're going to have a second public comment, and a couple, we're going to get a board report from Michael. Michael Novick, are you on?
Harvey, yes. This is Eric. Sorry to interject, but I have a point of personal privilege in response to one of the public commenters, Mr. Goldstone.
It's got to be quick, Eric, please.
May I have the floor for a quick time response?
Go ahead.
So I want to say
Wait. There's someone else. Darlene was before you. Can we do Darlene? And then Eric, please.
Of course.
Okay, Darlene, did you want to speak briefly, and then Eric, and then we're going to move to Michael Novick's report.
My hand is not up, Harvey. Thank you.
Laura Levinson's hand is up.
All right. Well, then Eric goes, and then Laura Levinson, please. Eric, quickly, well, please.
I want to say to my fellow counsel, attorney of multiple bars, Mr. Goldstone, and just for the record, I'm also a member of. Two bars. Hold on. He said that I had made a silly comment about respecting the court where these matters are currently in. And I will just remind Mr. Goldstone of our any attorney's first year law school course in civil procedure and what it takes to get jurisdiction. Once a court has jurisdiction, Mr. Goldstone, you know full well the court has the power to rule on the dispute.
Okay.
That is what's currently at issue on March 30th. I hope you'll listen in. You can access it remotely. I'm not sure you can because you're a member of the public. But anyway, to say that it's silly to await a court's ruling on a preliminary injunction, which would bear on all of the decisions we're talking about, is itself silly. Thank you.
Thank you. Laura Levinson, and then Raymond, you're going to respond, and then we're going to go to Michael Novick, please. Laura Levinson.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I just wanted to very briefly say I am a longtime listener member. I also attended the other meeting today, the entirety of the meeting. And at no point did I hear, the discussion was mainly directed around the actions of the PNB. At no point did I hear anything, disparaging about the LSV of KPFK. So I don't understand why Jim Dingman would say that the other people think that you guys are a bunch of schmucks. Nothing coming close to that was ever discussed. And I also am going to add that this is not the first time that I have been in a meeting where Mr. Dingman has said divisive remarks and try to incite people against entities of the KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you. Raymond Goldstone?
Yes, careful listening to what I said wasn't that it was silly to expect a court to do anything.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you're the one that told me I say good morning to people. Like,
whoa. Hey, Paul Robertson.
That's a crazy word.
Paul, we're glad you're with us, but please mute.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you're with us. Thank you. Listen, this is personal stuff. This is
Harvey. Let him say his piece. He only used 30 seconds of 90.
Can we, in the future, Eric and everybody, dispense with the personal stuff and just keep us on issue and on point. So Raymond Goldstone, go ahead, please.
Withdraw.
Okay. Thank you. Jim Dingman, did you want to respond? And, Paul Roberson, if you want to say
yeah, very quickly, I'm a New Yorker. I'm really sorry. Sometimes I get tired and sick and tired of the nonsense in Pacifica. So I express myself as a New Yorker, and I don't apologize for that. Thank you.
I do want to ask you a question. Do you consider the use of the term schmuck to be sexist? Sorry, couldn't resist. All right. Jim, You want, can you come up with a term that's not quite so sexist as schmuck next time? Thank you. Okay. Raymond, did you put your hand back up?
Raymond? I did not.
Okay. Thank you all for your comments. Thank you, everybody. This was the public. We will go, we'll have one more public comment after Michael, gives his, report, and then we will set a next meeting time, and then we will be done. Okay. Michael, can you do a report in 10 minutes, please? Michael Novick?
Sure. Just to reiterate, the biggest news and challenge facing Pacifica, KPFK and Pacifica is this, the sale of 3729 Coinga Boulevard West, which houses the studios and offices of KPFK, the offices and a significant portion of the archival collection of the Pacifica Radio Archives. A bid was accepted. The building is in escrow. We have the month of the escrow period, which I think ends on April 10th, followed by a three-month leaseback period within which to plan and execute a move. We have initiated a planning process to define the needs our various operations have in terms of space, furnishings, and technology to see what we can keep and use to set that up with what we'll have to purchase or build. We're getting guidance and support from Pacifica National technical staff, particularly from John Almella, Mo Thomas, who's the national engineer, and from sister stations that have moved their stations, especially most recently KPFT. I've asked key members of the KPFK staff to begin to define the essential technology, space, and other requirements for programming, production, membership, training, and other aspects of station operations on the basis of which we can develop a budget and the square footage needed to help determine the best site we can find and afford. They're working in various contingencies in case the ideal situation, which is a sufficiently spacious, properly located, affordable, and easily configurable site, is not found within the time frame, in which case we may need a temporary quarters and rely heavily on remote production. John Almella provided our IT person with a mini remote broadcast studio contained on a single computer with two monitors that could be used as our basic broadcast technology from any internet accessible location. Hopefully we can come out of the process with a more modern, effective, and accessible facility, one that's ADA compliant. I believe that at this point we're not anticipating being able to house both PRA and KPFK in the same facility, and the ED is dealing separately with the PRA about that. And I think there are questions about their current storage facilities as to how well they're actually maintaining the materials, and so that's another whole cost. So my recommendation to the ED is that we launch a national capital campaign to cover those costs for KPFK and PRA, in addition to whatever portion can be allocated from the sale, because I think that it's going to exceed what we can obtain from the sale for what we will need for both of those. If people have suggestions or recommendations for venues, you know, please let us know. We have a great deal of volunteer. We'll need a great deal of volunteer assistance for this project, including a review of the old files and a survey of all the material. We're developing a spreadsheet of everything that we have and assessing what to do with it. I did ask the ED, and she's agreed we're going to set up a project management, free project management software, basically on a website that will allow us to keep track of all the aspects of this. The general opinion of all the people involved is that the first priority is to establish the needs of what we want to try to set up. And then once we have that, we can see what of what we have we can keep and what to do with the rest of it. In addition to that, we have a lot of other technical issues, problems on the tower. There was a damaged radome. Mo Thomas's opinion is that we may need to look into the actual replacement of the transmitters. The power supplies that are used with the transmitters we have are no longer manufactured, and the time frame for repair is very extensive and pretty expensive, and we have about 44 of them that can only be used with the transmitter we currently have, and as I say, are no longer being made. Okay. The financial picture is very daunting. Basically, and I concur with some of the things that were said. The reason we're in this fix is that the KPFK has not been covering its operating expenses, its operating budget from its operations. We even before the pandemic, the only reason we even balanced the budget was a couple of major, bequests, which we haven't had in a while. A lot of things have been left, to decay, as, for example, the some of these power supplies and a lot of other things. In terms of personnel, I was directed to remove Ziri Rideau from the air, and that was done. We're continuing the KPFK Rebel Alliance news as an independent, locally produced newscast, and I do intend to keep that on the air. I wrote to the PMB saying I think that the grounds on which they removed her were not justified. Mark Maxwell is continuing to train new volunteer board ops. We've had a couple more come in just in this last week or two, and we're starting to schedule people on shifts where they can shadow existing board ops, and then they'll be able to take some shifts on their own. But we are seeking additional volunteers, and including for the move, as I say, it will be a major, major undertaking to get everything out of the building within the 3-month time, let alone set up a new facility. I tried to schedule 3 fundraising events in March, and for various reasons, they all had to be postponed. So we were very, very tight right through the end of the month to meet our payroll again, and we will be in Fund Drive starting April 4th. I've been hoping to keep the fund drives 22 days, but we're going to have to go longer in April, probably to the very end of the month, or at least Saturday the 29th. We're on a different fund drive schedule than the rest of the foundation, unfortunately, because it's been a requirement. As I say, long before I got there, we've had to be in fund drive every other month for well over 3 years at this point, maybe 4. And a couple of years ago, I think before the pandemic, we were in fund drive for over 186 days in the year. So I'm trying to limit it. There is also a proposal for a national fund drive day in May, I believe May 24th on Dylan's birthday. The GMs of the various stations met, and we're going to try to do a joint broadcast, 1 hour from each station with musicians covering some of Dylan's songs and fundraising at each station for their own station. So that's about it. But if there are questions, I'll be happy to take them. We did bring in a bunch of income this month from 2 film shoots that were conducted at the building. And also we rented out the parking lot for a 3rd film shoot that was happening nearby but elsewhere. And that helped cover some of the budget gaps. Thank you.
Does anyone on the board want to respond quickly? We are at 3:36, I promised the 3:38 closing time. We're going to probably go over 10 or 15 minutes and that's it. 90 seconds for Eric Jacobson. Anybody else want to respond? And then we'll go to public comment. And then we need to set the new meeting time, and then we need to leave. I want to jump in the ocean, which you can see behind me. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, I just wanted to point out, it's not directly responsive to Michael, but we're going to have a problem with tellers for these elections that you voted to start. I doubt that our 2 tellers are both, I think, adverse to, let's put it like this. It wouldn't surprise me if both tellers that we've used historically were to agree with my idea of waiting for the court to weigh in. So I don't know what you guys are going to do about that. Just pointing it out. You can't have an election without tellers that everybody trusts.
Thank you. We'll figure something out. Anybody else want to comment? Beth von Guten?
Yes, I wanted to touch on the same issue. I want to be sure. My understanding is that Terry Goodman is in the room, and I want to know whether the tellers have everything they need to proceed. Do they feel that they've received sufficient authorization, or if there's anything else they need from us before this meeting concludes?
Terry Goodman, do you want to comment? Are you on? I don't see Terry Goodman. Okay, go ahead then. Did anybody else want to comment?
Go Harvey, ahead. May I be recognized? I see Terry Goodman.
Oh, there he is.
I've just unmuted.
Okay, Terry, go ahead.
Okay, the body should adopt a resolution to have officer elections by electronic mail because there's no bylaws authority for those types of elections. And it is typical in Pacifica for there to be two tellers in any such election. And for the KPFK LSB, that has been the secretary of the LSB and myself. I'm willing to serve as teller for this LSB, although I believe the other LSB to be more legitimate.
Well, we're going to do the election. You have agreed to do it. We need them. I will move that the election be held electronically. Does anybody want a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
I object, Eric.
For God's sake. All right. We'll call the roll, please, Kim.
Ask if there's further objections, maybe. We can just move on.
I also object.
Hi.
Okay.
Point of information.
Roll call vote.
Point of information, Myla?
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether there's another teller who's worked with Pacifica, Sarah Roos, and I wonder if she can possibly be the second teller for this election.
Okay. Kim Kaufman, you've been secretary of this meeting. Do you want to also possibly be a teller?
No.
No, I asked Kim.
There would be objections to that. She's not seen as impartial. She's not qualified as a teller.
All right, we'll take a roll call.
I would prefer to hear from Terry.
All right, Terry.
Is he willing to use, I guess, Sarah Roos, since she has been working with him on PNB elections, if John Gary is resistant to working or whatever.
Terry? Are you good with Sarah Roos?
I'm fine with Sarah Roos, but I can't speak for, I can't volunteer her.
Okay. Yeah. Does someone want to move to, do this election electronically?
So moved.
Seconded?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, John Gary is presently suspended from serving as treasurer or teller.
Okay.
So we would need to find someone else. Thank you.
Terry, if you're good with Sarah Roos, we will find someone else who will be acceptable to you and get back to you on that. We thank you for your willingness to serve. We have a motion on the floor to do this electronically. Is there an objection?
I object and I have a point of order. Eric?
Who is that?
Eric, I object and I have a point of order.
Go ahead, Eric.
I think that the motion should include the identity of the tellers, you know, with due respect.
In other words,
the specific identity of the second teller.
We are nominating. Does anybody so move with Terry as the Terry as the teller?
Hold on, Harvey. You're kind of filibustering. I'm saying that it should be embedded in the motion the identity of the two tellers that have been customarily used. We customarily used two for a long time.
Since we don't have an immediate agreement from Sarah, we're going to please have a motion to have Terry be the teller and that it be done electronically. Is there something?
There's more.
Go ahead, Beth. What do you want, Eric?
This is Terry.
Terry, yes. Go ahead, Terry.
I also need a date and time certain for close of polls.
I believe that's up to you, Terry. Sort of. Your schedule.
Typically we choose a Friday at midnight for close of polls.
That's fine. Does anyone add that to the motion, please?
So moved.
Seconded?
Seconded.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. The motion is to that Terry Goodman will be designated as the teller, and that the election will be done electronically, and voting will close on midnight Friday.
This is Michael Novick. I just want to point out that you earlier scheduled the meeting for next Sunday for the results.
Yes, that's correct.
Just, I'm not sure if Terry's aware of that because I don't think he's on the call then.
Thank you, Michael, for that. Terry, you're aware that we'll meet next Sunday. Well, we have to approve that, but at this point in time, that doesn't need to be part of this motion. Thank you.
You don't need me to be there if I've submitted a teller's report in writing.
Thank you. That's fine. That'll be fine. Although we will miss you.
Is that date okay with you, Terry? For so we can have the results by Sunday?
If we can find a second teller, I don't want to be doing this alone.
Okay. Right, of course not.
Our commitment is to find you a second teller that is acceptable to you. Right now we have a nomination for Sarah Roos. So we will leave it to you as to who you want to accept as a second teller. Is that all right with you?
My hand is still up on this item.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I object to blanket approval without knowing the identity of the tellers. This is a highly fraught election, as is completely apparent, and it needs to be seen, the results need to be seen as fair and unbiased and inclusive. And so I don't object to Terry Goodman. I think we need to know who the second teller is, and not just leave it up to anyone's discretion. Thank you.
Who wants to volunteer to be a second teller that would be acceptable to Terry Goodman? Anybody want to volunteer to be a second teller?
You're talking to a room full of New Day. That's a very unfair way to find a second chair.
Wow.
No, indeed.
Wow.
Chair, may I make a recommendation?
Yes, Kim.
Terry, get back to us if Sarah Roos will not do it.
You can communicate with me, Terry. You have my email. The motion on the floor.
Point of information.
Yes.
Sorry, Harvey.
Yes, go ahead, Myra.
Is it not true that the resolution that was passed by the Pacifica National Board said that if John Gary is willing to recognize the resolution of the PNB, that he may participate? If he does participate as teller along with Terry Goodman, then it seems to me that he would be satisfying the requirement that is articulated in the PNB resolution concerning him.
Okay. Again, the motion. Thank you, Myra. The motion states that it will be at Terry's discretion. People can vote against it or for it. So it's a three-part motion. We will have an election. It will be conducted electronically. Terry Goodman will be the principal teller, and it is up to him to accept any teller that he wishes, co-teller that he wishes. Terry, we're good with that?
Point of order.
I'm not going to stand in his way.
Okay, thank you. Point of order.
Point of order, Harvey. This is Eric.
What do you want, Eric?
My point of order is this is a break with the way things have been done with regard to tellers since I've been a LSB member since late 2019. And I just think it's, for the reasons Beth stated, highly unwise to proceed without naming the two tellers and having them be duly named in the motion itself. Thank you.
Thank you. So you should probably vote against the motion. Can we call the roll, please, Kim? Kim Kaufman?
Yeah, can I just get a little clarity? Allie moved, and I do need a second. Allie moved that the election will be held electronically, close of polls at 5 a.m., midnight. Terry will be the teller. And are we going to name that Sarah Roos or John Gary are acceptable co-tellers
As long as they're acceptable. Terry is allowed to accept any co-tower that he wants.
And those are acceptable.
Okay, very good. And if they,
shall I name them in this motion?
Yes, you can name them in the motion, and with the caveat that should they not accept, any other tower is acceptable to Terry, we'll be fine.
Okay.
Not acceptable to you, Ali. You made the original motion. Ali, Alexa.
Fine.
And if you need a second, I'm willing to second that motion.
Okay, it's seconded. Okay. So go ahead and call the roll, please, Kim.
Okay. Grace Aaron? Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Jose Benavides? Fred Blair? Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz? George Funmaker? Ralph Hawkins? Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
No.
Azealia Jones?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Oye Yippo?
No.
Myla Reason?
Myla votes yes.
Paul Roberson?
No.
Paul, I'm going to mark you present as well. Janine, Ruth Strauss.
Abstain.
Oscar Ulloa, Paulina Vasilia, Beth Van Gunten.
No.
Harvey, Carlos Zavala. Carlos, are you present?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Harvey.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there are 9 yes, 4 no, and then I heard Harvey vote yes. So I usually wait until the vote is counted for the chair.
Okay, that's fine.
Sorry, Kim. I apologize.
No, I apologize.
And also, I have an abstention. Please record
yes,
that.
Yes, Ruth, I'm reading it. There are 9 okay. Yes, 4 no. And 1 abstention.
Thank you.
Okay, Mazel Tov. Now, we have a
point of order, Harvey.
All right, go ahead, Ruth.
I just wanted to say that given that we do not know who the second teller is at this time, and you of all people with all our voting rights work, when the ballot goes out, it would be good to have something that says, please check that, you know, your results were tallied correctly. Cause you and I know that, you know, a lot of people submit their ballots, at least in regular elections, and don't check what actually was, recorded. So, I think it's a good idea to kind of issue that. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And Terry, we want to thank you for agreeing to do this, and we'll make it work. Thank you so much.
Can I make a motion to suggest that he send out the second teller's name when he sends out the ballot?
That's fine. We will do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Michael Love. The whole point of a second teller is that the second teller also receives the ballots. They check each other. So yes, the second teller has to be named and there has to be contact information for them when the ballot goes out. When you get your ballot, you send it to both Terry and the second teller. That's the whole point of a second teller.
Thank you very much for that, Michael. I appreciate it. Terry, if you want to communicate with me, if there's any problem getting a second teller, we will move ahead. Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. Carlos, you have a hand.
Not anymore. I was just saying that the second teller should be he should just send out the name of the second teller at the time he sends out the ballots.
Yes, that's what Michael said, too. Thank you for that comment. Okay, we have public comment, and then we want to choose the next meeting time. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to speak? We will choose the meeting time, and then we'll be done. Let's see if we can get it done by 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. Anybody from the public wish to comment? Hearing none, who wants to move for the next meeting time? We will entertain a motion as to when the next meeting time should be.
This is Myla.
Yeah. Go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to move that we meet next Sunday to receive the results of the election.
Okay. And is there a second?
What time?
10:30
a.m. Pacific time.
All right. Second.
Okay. All in favor? Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll meet next Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. If anybody who wants to add to the agenda, please write me directly, solartopia@gmail.com. solartopia@gmail.com. I'm putting it in the chat. And as point of personal privilege, I want to say that we need to shut the fucking Diablo Canyon nuclear plant as soon as possible. And there is also a very important Supreme Court race in the state of Wisconsin. Anybody want to participate in calling voters in the state of Wisconsin to come out and vote on the Supreme Court race, which is April 4th? Again, please contact me. Anybody else want to throw in a political whatever at this point in time?
I'm just checking. Did we have the full half hour of public comment?
I don't see any public comment. Does anybody else?
We have about 15 more minutes for public comment.
But nobody
raised their hand. Does anybody in the public want to comment? Paul Roberson, you just came in. The floor is open to you if you want to comment as well. If there are no hands up for public comment, I'm going to go jump in the ocean. So what do we got?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
I second that motion to adjourn.
Anybody object? Anybody want to join me in the ocean?
I do. And I don't even like the word like that.
Enjoy your afternoon.
All right, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next week. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for a good meeting.
Thank you, Harvey.
Take care. No nukes, everybody.
Take care, everybody. You will.
No nukes. Bye. Well done, Harvey. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. Thanks for being on. I can't believe you.
I can't believe you. I was so surprised when you accepted
it. Well, hey, Harvey.
You did good.
It would have been
Harvey?
Yes, Valia.
Hey, darling. Listen, thank you for running a time-efficient meeting.
Yeah.
And look, I never say anything, but I swear to God, if you all ever call me out of the crevice, I will speak.
Well, good for
I'm
you.
Just afraid of my long-windedness because a lot of people don't even realize that that's what they have.
Yes, and Julie Hewitt, I want to thank you. Avelia, that's much appreciated. Julie, I hope you'll come to future meetings. Of course, I might not be chair. You never know, but
who?
Julie is on the meeting here.
Oh, Julie, yeah. Julie, come to all of
Yeah, please do.
I just want to say to everybody, congratulations on the first step moving forward. This, you know, I know it wasn't maybe as smooth as some people might have hoped it would be, but you know, I just think that, you know, you can't get somewhere if you don't get started. And that's what you all did today. And I'm very pleased with that effort. And
I just want to
say thank you very much.
Well, we need you next week. Having said that, we need you next week. And by the way, I'm in Teaneck, New Jersey. And I would come into Manhattan to see you maybe Tuesday night if you have time. Maybe we could have dinner Tuesday night.
Are you talking to me?
Julie, are you in Manhattan?
No, I'm in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
I'm WPFW.
All right, next time then. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's right. Indeed. Sounds
Avelia,
good.
Thank you for that, Avelia. I much appreciate it. And everybody, I still want to know who Pacifica Death Watch is, but I guess we'll find something.
Well, you know what I want to know, and it might not be my business, but yeah. I've been on too long for it not to be my business. What in the F is the situation of Rob making the Phantom?
I don't know. We'll find out next week.
No, but I mean, I've been on for 3 years and everybody keeps saying, well, he's got special situation. I want to know, well, what in the world could that be?
Well, we'll find out.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for the meeting.
Wow.
Hey, we need a co-teller just to back up. So if I can't.
Harvey.
Yeah.
Harvey, check your email. I did email Sarah Roos and John Gary asking them, just because Terry, is very gracious to be a teller. And in some sense, you know, it's not up to Terry to find a second teller. It's up to whoever's asking for the vote. So I went ahead and reached out to them and I copied you and Kim on that email. So you'll get the responses as to whether Sarah and or John Gary are willing to do it. And I realize now that after I sent the email that, John Gary suspended, so I'm not sure he could do it if he said yes. But on the other hand, if he said he was willing, would the PNB say he was unsuspended and allow it? You know, these are questions for the future. But at any rate, the wheels are in motion.
Well, somebody raised some kind of caveat that had eventually applied to him, but I don't remember what it was.
And that was me.
Oh, okay.
That was me. I thought that the resolution read, Julie, if I'm not mistaken, I'm doing this from memory, that if John Gary was willing to abide by the ruling of the PNB, that he would be welcomed back into the fold. So
his suspension would be lifted. That's right.
So okay. He would point out that John Gary is serving as the secretary of the other meeting today with total disregard to suspension or compliance with anything.
That is true, Beth. However, if he subsequently agrees to serve as teller, then he may in fact be fulfilling that requirement that was articulated by the PNB.
And this is Julie, and I'll just interject momentarily to say, because the legitimate KPFK LSB hasn't met since December, and it's not even clear that it did meet in December, right?
We met last week.
Well, yeah, but you didn't have quorum, right? But the point is now you've met and you've achieved quorum. And so now you're actually forcing people who are going to the other meetings to make a decision about what they want to do, right? And previously there was no consequence, to them going to those meetings. Now there could be, you know, but. So that's the only point I was trying to make. Not that there would be consequences, but they sort of have to choose to come to these meetings now. And so that's the difference.
And I think we'd like to provide people an opportunity to heal this, horrible rift and to bring people back in, because John Gary has been an extremely, wonderful, secretary. He's provided a great service to Pacifica, and we'd like to have him back.
Right, but I agree with Julie that he needs to, before he's teller or whatever, since he is on suspension, he needs to agree to, you know, the things that Julie and the PNB have stipulated, that he recognizes, you know, this board for right now as legitimate, you know, pending anything that would happen in court, but that he agree to abide by what the PNB has stipulated before he is a teller. That would be my take. Thank you.
Right. But Ruth, don't we need to refer to the exact wording of the resolution? And I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, fine.
All right. Thanks. Okay, you guys. It's
go swim.
My worst nightmare.
I was so surprised that you agreed, Harvey.
Your worst nightmare, Harvey, is that people may like you enough that you might end up running, you know, as an independent for president. So be careful.
Well, as Jimmy Carter's mother said to him when she told him he was going to run for president, she said, of what?
Okay.
All right, you guys. Hugs to everybody. See you soon. Take care.
Thanks to everybody. Bye. And thank you again, Julie.
Julie, do you have to end the meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, but I was just responding to a something somebody put in the chat.
Oh, in fact, let me save the chat before you end it, please.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I've done that. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, very much for putting in the extra time to help us through this difficult period.
Well, I know that people think, you know, well, not people. I'll be careful. I know that there are a lot of people who think, you know, like I'm the head of the monster that's the problem, right? And, but I really do care about Pacifica and I really do care about KPFK. And so even though I don't get to listen to KPFK, and so that's the sense in which I, you know, wanted to make sure this happened. So, all right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Julie. Bye.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.